Welcome to episode 80 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. In episode 78, we talked a bit about the evolution of the eye. Took a break in episode 79 for the sake of Halloween, but let's get back to the topic. Specifically, let's talk about when the eye becomes a liability. Let me introduce you to the kiwi bird. This is a flightless bird about the size of a domestic chicken that lives in New Zealand. They're rather proud of it. It's on their currency, various sports teams' emblems, and some insignia for their military. Some researchers were studying the brown kiwi, which lives on one of the southern islands of New Zealand, and they discovered that many of them have poorly developed eyes. They have various defects and what are called lesions in the retina. They also discovered three completely blind and yet completely healthy adult kiwi birds. It is hypothesized that this particular species of kiwi may be on the way to becoming a sightless animal. They may lose their eyes entirely. Many animals that have ended up inside of caves in a totally lightless environment have no pigment and no eyes. There are a few theories as to why this happens. One of them is the tissue cost hypothesis, meaning that it takes extra energy to grow and maintain eyes, and perhaps this extra energy is a problem, especially in cave environments where there's often comparatively little oxygen and comparatively little food. I have links to several studies on blind cave animals and to the paper on the kiwi bird on the show page, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. One of the studies investigated how much energy it takes to grow eyes in these fish, and they found that there's about a 15% savings on energy costs for the animal if they do not have to produce functioning eyes. 15% energy isn't that much if you happen to be, say, a human, especially in an affluent country where the largest dietary issue is obesity. But in an environment with low oxygen and low food, that 15% could make all the difference. Another theory is that it's simply genetic drift. Various mutations that would be weeded out of a population where light is available and eyes are a great advantage can occur and cause no particular disadvantage to an animal which has no light to see by anyway. Another theory is that mutations that increase other senses, such as taste, touch, smell, and hearing, also interfere with the production of healthy eyes. Which theory is true? Well, all of them could be. They are not mutually exclusive hypotheses. It's interesting, however, to note that in all of the eyeless cavefish, the embryos develop eyes, at least for a short time. Those eyes will then begin to atrophy and die. They end up recessed within the head, tissue grows over them, and then a layer of scales. If it costs so much energy to make eyes, why bother doing that inside the fish egg, even temporarily? As I pointed out before, evolution often leaves you with baggage. It's thought that without developing eyes temporarily as an embryo, other tissues will not form correctly, especially the forebrain of the fish, including the olfactory bulb, which is the area of the brain in the fish and in humans that is responsible for parsing scents, presumably even more important in a lightless environment. When the embryonic eyes begin to vanish, one of the first things that happens is that the lens of the eye dies. They have actually experimented with taking a healthy lens from surface-dwelling fish that are related to the cavefish and implanting that into the cavefish. And they found when they do that, the cavefish will develop normal appearing eyes. However, the fish still cannot see. The eyes are not the only thing that have gone away. The parts of the brain dealing with vision have also atrophied. One of the other studies is on cave crabs, where it's shown that the parts of the brain involved in parsing vision have become much smaller, while the parts of the brain involved in other senses, such as touch and hearing and taste, have increased in size. It should be noted that it is entirely possible for an animal to develop heightened senses without giving up a sense that it already has. But there is more than one genetic pathway an animal can take to get similar results. Most interestingly of all for this episode is that some cavefish in Mexico, northeast Mexico, from separated populations, were brought together in order to produce offspring. This was done experimentally. Even though this particular strain of blind cavefish likely became cave dwellers around 1 million years ago, when they have offspring, if they are separated by enough distance, the offspring fish can end up developing sight. The different individual populations that have lost their eyes did it with mutations or changes to different genes. Different genetic pathways can provide the same result. One final note on this particular question seems to be a blind spot for researchers when studying eyeless animals. I don't know why. Maybe you have to go blind to fully appreciate this. But if your eyes do not work, either because of blindness or because your species now lives in a lightless environment, eyes are vulnerable. It's the reason I wear dark sunglasses when I walk around the world. Because at any moment, a branch of a tree or ornamental bush can hit my face. It doesn't take long before you realize that even though your eyes don't work, they can still be injured. In a lightless environment, you will hit things more often. Your eyes can be injured. An animal in pain is at a behavioral disadvantage. Animals under stress, in pain, often do not forage as well, and they can have trouble finding a mate. In addition, once your eyes are injured, there is an increased probability that they will become infected, and a bad enough infection can kill the animal. Darwin himself mentioned cave-dwelling animals that had lost their eyes, and he said that even though eyes would be useless, they can hardly be considered injurious to the animal. He had the same blind spot as the rest of the researchers. Eyes can be hurt. They can be injured. And if they cannot see, avoiding such injuries is difficult. It's another quirk of evolution. Something that is an advantage in one environment can be a serious vulnerability in another. Allow me to say this without any intent at irony. I'll see you next time.